And then we had to go to Newcastle to pick up a light ship and tow it back to Harwich. That's right. Winston Churchill had gone for annual dry docking in Newcastle. And so we'd all been sent on leave. The ship was ready to come back in service. So we all travelled up to Newcastle and rejoined. And as we were there and the light vessel was ready to have been, also had its annual survey and repair work done, was ready to be towed back to Harwich, which is the base for Trinity House, we took it in tow. I was on the wheel as a quartermaster, steering the ship as a coxswain. Well, I wasn't a quartermaster, but I was in fact steering the ship at the time, as we sailed past Great Yarmouth in Norfolk. And I said to the officer of the watch, the steering's funny, it's different. So he went to the wing of the bridge, looked behind us, and he said, I'm not surprised, we've lost the lightship. So he pulled the whistle, which was a signal to the lightship to drop its anchor. So the lightship dropped its anchor so it wouldn't drift away. And then the captain got in touch with the Yarmouth depot, because what had happened was the joining link connecting the light vessel cable chain to our tow chain had parted. We needed one of these special shackles. So he contacted Yarmouth. Do you have one of these shackles in stock? Yes. Okay, I'll send the motorboat in to pick it up. When the boat returned with the shackle, the crew of the motorboat were very excited. They said, have you heard the news? We're going time on, time off. What do you mean time on, time off? And Trinity House, changing the system of operating the ships, a crew would join a ship and work on it continuously for a fortnight, anywhere and everywhere. And then the second crew would take over and the first crew would go on leave for a fortnight. So it was a fortnight on, a fortnight off. And as soon as I heard that, we connected up the light vessel, towed it into Harwich, and we got there on a Sunday afternoon. And I got hold of pen and paper and wrote a letter to the superintendent asking if I could have a job as an officer with Trinity House, as I had appropriate qualifications, and put the letter in and just waited. And 3 weeks later, there was a dispute between two officers, which ended up with one of the officers being dismissed. And next thing I knew was I got a letter, right, we will appoint you as a second officer of Trinity House. It was quite a dramatic change, because the officers had their dining saloon and you walked in through these plate glass double doors with a Trinity emblem carved on them, and you had waiter service, and I thought, this is a life for me, 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off, and living like a lord at sea.